My friends, welcome to this special episode of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I did a piece that I'll probably put in with this video called The Crossroads. And the reason I called it The Crossroads was, well, it's actually a long story, but essentially, today's episode, along with what you're about to hear, is an ongoing story, not one, even though this is not a live show. It's something that's ongoing. And so as it's something that I'm currently in, you're getting a little backstage pass into my life. Well, you could say you don't care. Well, that's okay. You don't have to care right now. Because as this show grows, this will become a piece of Sheep Get Sheared history in which I will refer back and the loyal fans of the show will remember forever. But that being the case, I'm getting a little off topic. The topic of the day, today's show, is The Crossroads. And it's about making hard choices, which is ironic because I literally did a whole show about hard choices not too long ago. And so it was very fitting, I suppose. But my friends, the problem is it's easy to talk the game and not know what you're going to do when life really gives you a pimp slap in the face and you're faced with a difficult choice. You know, difficult choices are easy to plan for, but you can't plan for everything. Because you think you know what's going to happen. You look and watch the movies, you listen to other people go through hard times, and you think you know what to plan for, but you never truly know how you're going to respond until a situation presents itself. And the current situation that I'm in is having to decide between the career that I've been working on for the last couple months, since August of last year, or do I do something else? Now, my passion is this show. My passion is to write books. My passion is to do this show and to explain to myself and to you how the world as I see it and talking about people, politics, popular culture, and about men's issues. That's what this show is all about. This show was made when I was back in college because I was sick and tired of people talking about issues that I could kind of relate on, but not fully. They didn't approach it in the way that I wanted. Or dive deep enough into topics that I cared about, and I could sense that you, yes, you listening to the show, whether it's on your computer, on your iPhone, your Android, or on Chrome, you know that this show hits you differently. You know that you're listening to this show, and you would normally have hung up by now, but you're interested. You want to know what's going on behind the scenes. You want to understand, and you can hear the anguish in my voice because you know that something's going on. And my friends, you know, I'll tell you the story. I'll tell you a story, probably because my boss doesn't listen to the show, or he doesn't even know the show exists because I don't advertise it to him. It's kind of like my private Snapchat, if you will, or my private Instagram, if you know what I'm talking about. My boss came to me, and so this last week, I'll start at the beginning. This last week, I was at a conference for my work, and this conference was every single day, 8 to 5 o'clock, with lunch and a couple breaks here and there. But we were just learning all about the roofing business, all about what was going on when it comes to roofing, siding, gutter work, and how to relate to customers, how to deal with manufacturers, you know, stuff that is largely kind of boring, but it's incredibly important to our job. The problem was as the week progressed, the drama that had been building over the course of the last couple months started to really simmer and heat up. And then it started to boil over, and that boil over point happened yesterday. Yesterday, my boss comes up to me and he tells me, Austin, here's what's going on. You got to get rid of your girlfriend. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, I don't want her on my team. Yeah, you remember my girlfriend, right? Her name is Reagan. She was on the show before. She was on the show last. Yeah. So in other words, he wants me to break up and fire my girlfriend. And to do that immediately, or he wants me off his team. So essentially, I'm having somebody dictate to me what I need to do with my life. Now, don't get it twisted. He's not an evil man. He's done a lot of good for me in the last couple of months. But the problem is, I don't like the way the table is set. I left the military. Well, I didn't leave it. I was medically separated. Because there were so many issues going on in my life, and I tried to get away from that type of environment that was just so unbelievably stressful on me like that, and not only stressful, but toxic. And yet here I am in the same exact situation I tried to run from. I tried running from it, and yet here I am. And so, my friends, the crossroads is real. He literally even told me, he said, the crossroads are here. You're looking at it. There's a path to the left. And there's a path to the right. Behind you is the chasm of the past. You can, and when you lean back, you can feel the little pebbles as they trickle off right into the ravine. You can't go back. You can only go forwards. You got to choose the left path or the right path. And that's where I'm at right now. That's what this weekend is all about. Is I have to decide my fate. And my friends, I'll tell you the truth. I'm really leaning towards not doing the job I'm doing right now and going full on content creation, focusing on the building this show. Because this show has been around for a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And it's been a part-time thing. But I want this to be my full-time show. I want to go back to having a full camera set up. I want to go back to really throwing myself into this show, because this show is what I'm passionate about. I love talking to you, my friends who listen to the show. You may not know me in real life, but to you, you know parts of me. I mean, a man that you've never maybe met more than a lot of other people in my life who know me. And my friends, you're special to me. Even though we're not big just yet, this show is the most important thing in my life, truth be told. Because to me, you matter a lot. It's very easy to get caught up in the big marketing of other shows, and it's really easy to just not listen to people. And as I've talked to some of you in my YouTube comment section, and sometimes you hit me up on X, the more I interact with people, the more I realize how important this show is. There are people I listened to when I was younger that helped shape my life. Coach Greg Adams is a huge one. Shout out to him. Stephus Cole was a huge one. These guys aren't, you know, more like reddish pill guys, but Dude Perfect was a people. I used to watch them a lot with their type of content. And my friends, it's incredibly important that whatever you might be facing in your life, I don't know what you're doing, but it's important to never just take what you're given. It's important to realize if you don't like the way the table is set, don't be afraid to turn over that table. Do what Jesus did. Walk up to the tax collector's table and flip that right over. Don't take that. Don't just sit there and say, you know what? I don't like the way this table is set, but I gotta choose something. No, you don't. Power is like real estate. It's all about location, location, location. And I found myself in a very unsavory location, frankly. And it's not the first time either, I'll tell you that, my friends. And I'm sure you've been in situations that were very unsavory yourself, where you didn't like the hand you've been dealt. You felt like you've given away 3 cards, gotten 3 back, you didn't like them. You threw it back in, you got more. Maybe you threw on 4 and you got back 4. That's where I'm at right now, my friends. I don't want to fold. There's an old song, it's like, know when to fold, know when to walk away, know when to run. I'm telling you, my friends, I'm trying to get away from this situation. I'm trying to get clarity so I can make the right choice. Because when you're at a crossroads, sometimes none, and I'm saying none, I mean none, no option seems right. Or they all seem like they have merit and you don't know which one to choose. I feel you. I'm in it right now. But what I will tell you is you have to slow down and ask yourself, what do you actually care about? I don't know, it might sound really self-improvey, hokey, motivational speaker type, but I really want you to pause and do what I've been doing over the last day and ask yourself, what do you actually want to do? Because a lot of the jobs I'm working ever since I left the military have been to help fundraise to afford to do this show, buy better equipment, to get better marketing material, to reach out to a wider audience. That's what these jobs around I've been really pouring into, is to fund, to help build this show and the brand of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast, and knowing that the wolves aren't just slaughtering the sheep anymore. They're shearing them, coming back every season and taking something from them over and over and over again. And my friends, we are the sheep who are getting sheared over by not only corporations, the government, big tech. I could go on and on and on. And it's important that we highlight this because it's something I'm passionate about. I love doing this. And I know some of you who love listening to the show, you can't get enough of it. How do I know? Because you're here every single show. My friends, this is going to unfold as the days go on, and I'll let you know how everything plays out the more I learn. But don't be afraid to let me know what you think of the show. What you weigh in on this. I want to know what you think. Because I'm on a very difficult choice that I have to make. Do I go out in the unknown or do I play it safe? Do I really go full on what I care about or do I play it safe? Do I risk it all, risk a little bit, or risk none? Let me know what you think about the subject. How's it affected you? What have you done in your life and how has it played out for you when you've had to make a hard choice like this? My friends, let me know. I want to hear what you have to say because your input matters to me. We may not know each other face to face, or maybe we do, but I really want you to know that your opinion matters to me. I wish I could sit down either at the pub or at the coffee shop and have a drink with y'all, and we could talk about this. But you take care of yourself, my friends. I'll let you know what happens as the days go on and decisions are made. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.